Welcome back. The Quincy Art Association and Quincy Public Schools have teamed up for a special exhibit called Celebrate Quincy 2025 in honor of Quincy 400. It's a great exhibit that's on display at the Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center, and I really felt that it needed a little bit more exposure because a lot of folks might not be aware of it, and it's only on display until October 12th, so you've still got some time to go see it. But we asked some folks from the Quincy Public Schools to come on over and tell us more about it. So Larry Taglieri and Mike Hansen have taken up the mantle and agreed to come over and talk with us. Gentlemen, thanks for coming. Good to see you both.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah, a pleasure. As Larry, as I said, it's an exhibit specifically for the Quincy 400 celebration, right?
Yes. The big impetus behind it is Dan and Jessica Myers,
yes,
along with the Art Association, which Quincy Public Schools has had a great relationship with. But in my role as Director of Academic Programs, one of the first people I met was Dan Myers, and he shared the vision that he had for Celebrate Quincy. And it just really fit in perfectly because he really wanted to highlight our students' talents with the art exhibit and get their art out into the public.
Right.
And it's really flourished.
Yeah. And also to kind of shine a spotlight on the art teachers, right, that are kind of guiding
Absolutely.
The students as well. Yeah. So it's a great opportunity, I think, to spotlight some hidden talents. You know, maybe it's in the city and put it out there for public folks to enjoy. The Art Association and the schools, I know, have been partnered for, 30 years probably, if not longer than that. But this particular partnership was about 8 years ago, is that right, that Dan and Jessica decided to get together with the schools?
He's been involved with the schools for probably about the 8 years.
Yeah.
But where this piece has come into play now with the gallery and showcasing the art, we're in our third year now.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And no signs of stopping.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's a great venue, you know, to showcase art. It's right there in Quincy Center, so it's very accessible. And it's very professional. You know, you feel like you're in the Museum of Fine Arts, you know,
sure,
a smaller version of it as well. Yeah, so it's nice for the kids too. Mike, I'm sure you'd agree. You're nodding your head saying, yeah, this has been fantastic.
Yeah, it has. When we saw the crowd that came out last weekend at the opening reception, we have 22 schools. We have so many, like you said, teachers and kids involved in it. To see that kind of turnout, it just is such a nice testament to how there is a value for the arts and education in Quincy.
Absolutely.
And you see the work that shows, it's not just the product, but the process of what these kids get to learn, the problem solving. There's collaborative projects on display. It's all stuff that will apply to them if they pursue a career in the creative arts, but it's all skill sets that are going to be carried over into whatever career they pursue.
Interpersonal communication. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visual communication in a culture that's becoming more visual every day.
Right.
And you just see so many, you know, so many testaments to the work our teachers are doing to really get those skill sets in the kids' hands.
Yeah. So when the thought came to put this exhibit together specifically for Quincy 400, you know, how did you kind of guide the students in giving them some guidelines to come up with this topic? Yeah.
We told the teachers to just keep that spirit in mind.
Okay.
You know, try to come up with some things throughout the course of the year where they could work some of those themes of community, of Quincy, of culture, heritage, any of those into the work they're doing. And so some of the work you see is very clearly, literally using a prompt, you know, from those suggestions.
Sure.
Some is maybe not as on the surface, but when you kind of talk to the teacher, talk to the kids, you see, okay, there is something more there that's kind of rooted with these themes. There's one piece in particular that the photo students at North Quincy took about 2 years to create.
Really?
Yeah, it's a mosaic of hundreds of photos.
Yeah, we have a photo we can show
folks,
but yeah, explain to us what we're seeing here.
Yeah, we wanted to find a way to celebrate Quincy 400 in some visual way, but a way that would get a lot of kids involved. So we said, well, we've got this city where the strengths of our city are the diversity
right.
and the history. Can we somehow show that? Can we include a lot of kids in it? So they started sharing photos that they'd shot that were just photos that they'd shot in and around the city.
Hmm.
And we didn't really put any kind of limitation on what it could be. It was kind of, well, if it was shot in Quincy, submit it, we'll take a look at it, we'll try to work it in.
Okay.
And we wanted to work on a large scale, and we found that we needed more photos, so we started making projects out of it. We spent one day on a walking field trip all throughout Quincy.
Wow. Yeah.
So we eventually had enough photos from enough different students that we thought, you know, we've got a good representation of this idea of Quincy's history and diversity. So we put them all together into a big mosaic. We overlaid a photo of the John Adams statue that one of our recent graduates
right.
shot.
You need to look closely, but you can see
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because you can look close, you can look really far away and see it. You might see yourself in it if you really look closely at some of the little tiny images in the mosaic.
Interesting, yeah.
And that's on display on a nice big 4-foot by 3.5-foot canvas in the art gallery right now.
Oh, okay. So how many photos in total, Mike?
I wouldn't want to guess what the exact number is, but we are hundreds, probably just shy of 1,000.
Okay.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, so some of the kids that participated in that have moved on now.
Yes.
Like graduated.
Yes. Yeah. So we listed the names of all the participating students in the gallery, so you can see, you know, who contributed. So a lot of class of 24, a lot of our current students. Yeah.
Yeah. Did they come back for the exhibit?
Some of them did. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Actually, I have a photo we're going to show of the actual exhibit that took place last weekend. Is
yes.
that right? Okay. What was that all about? What was that entailing?
It was a reception to invite all the families and all the teachers to come in and not just see their students' work, but see the work of all the schools.
Yeah. So tell us what we're looking at here.
Yeah. So we get a chance to have the students celebrate their achievement, but also see what the other schools are doing, see what they have to look forward to.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of staff artwork up as well, so that was great to see the talent of our staff members who are all working artists as well.
You know, you don't think about that when you think about the teachers, right?
Yeah.
But they're artists themselves.
Incredible, yeah.
Yeah, with their own talents too as well. Looks like all age levels here, all grade levels?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
K through 12.
Yeah, very good. And not only public schools, but some private schools as well, right?
It's every school in Quincy, right?
Yeah, the Myers family included the Quincy Catholic Academy,
yeah.
Montessori School, and Woodward School as well.
Okay, so really wanted to be all
And then we had another new one with the Richter Christopher Learning Center opening, so that gave us 19, and that brings us up to the 22.
Okay, all right. And this will be on exhibit at the Art Gallery, Larry, till October 12th, right?
October 12th.
Yeah.
So, you know, for the viewers, each of the schools selects art from their students, and you saw the panels that you had on the screen a minute ago. So every school had a panel, and they will stay on display at the Arts Gallery, which is open on Saturdays and Sundays from 12 to 5, for them to see it. But we've really added another component with another great partner for Quincy Public Schools, for the city of Quincy, is Granite Telecommunications. So these panels are certainly getting their due and showing the public there. But when this show is over, those panels will move on to Granite Telecommunications and be shown in their new headquarters at One Heritage Drive.
Yeah.
And they'll do another big reception for our families and students.
Okay.
So I think
Very
the students
nice.
Really feel special and they look terrific.
Yeah, yeah, nice honor for them as well. And obviously, maybe you can arrange a little visit through Granite if you wanted to see them behind the glass, right?
Well, you can. So they will. They'll host a reception.
Oh, okay.
Last year was the first year that we did it, and they had all the families there on a Sunday. So they just opened the building, and people could all walk through and see the art.
Oh,
of course, the employees reap the benefit for the rest of the year.
We like to see it every day, yeah.
But we have a good cycle going. So now the panels that are currently there will go back to the schools and hopefully be put on display at each of the
and
schools.
With the new ones, yeah.
Right.
Oh, so this will be a continuing tradition then?
Yes.
I knew that started. Okay, all right, very good. I know that, Dan Myers told us he's looking forward to keeping that partnership going. And who knows, maybe expanding it even further as well. Mike, for the teachers, what are they getting out of this? You know, why is this fulfilling for them, would you say?
Well, because art is at its best and most powerful when it's seen.
Mm.
So we get the students' work out there. So it shows the students that your talent is valued beyond just a project in class. The students get firsthand feedback. They get to see people coming over and giving students, you know, compliments on their work. We've had people buy student work and make offers to purchase student work. Yeah. And it legitimizes doing more stuff outside the school. So it's very easy to take something like this as an example. You can go to other businesses who want to display art and say, you know, we do have students who are ready to have their art displayed on this level with this kind of a platform. So it really does, it celebrates it. It legitimizes the arts in a lot of ways and the work the kids are doing. But it also shows, like I kind of mentioned earlier, for the teachers, this is what you're doing. This is the value of it, not just for a one-day celebration, but for people to really see that, yes, there is inherent value in this component of education, that the kids are learning to be truly deep critical thinkers. They're learning to problem solve. They're learning to work collaboratively. They're learning to see a project through multiple stages.
Yeah, it must be gratifying, I'm sure, to see. That's almost instantaneous gratification for the teachers.
Yeah.
You know, a math teacher or science or English teacher doesn't really get to see what their student does in their career,
and
maybe much later on, but here to see while they're still in school, while they're still students as well. What was the actual, are they all paintings? Are they all?
No, we're very fortunate. We have a range of programs that are offered of teachers who can work very confidently in a number of mediums. Mm. So there's paintings, illustrations, sculptures, photography. There's digital art, which has become one of our most popular electives at the high school level now.
Not surprising, yeah.
So there's really a little bit of everything, traditional as well as new media.
Okay. Now, was this a competition?
No. The teachers do have to select the student work.
Yes.
And you can't possibly display work from every student in the city. Because there's not enough space for that many students.
Right.
But the teachers do a good job of creating a really good sample of what you see in the curriculum. So you will see that there's a mix of every grade.
Okay.
So the elementary school will not just be the grade 5 students.
Gotcha.
It's going to be some kindergarten. So we ask that the teachers try to get at least 2 pieces from each grade level they teach. So that way you can, you know, highlight the range of work you're doing in the different classes, the different levels. You can get a lot of variety within everything from subject matter to medium to age that way. So it's not a competition, it's more of a celebration of just the range of work that the students are doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So Larry, it must be very satisfying for you to hear this from one of your department chairs, how really involved and advanced that these students are with this challenge.
Well, it's a very professional group, and they really set high goals for what they do in the classroom with their students. To be able to be a part of the art program and work with Mike as a system-wide department chair and the teachers is wonderful.
Absolutely, yeah. Going forward, do you have future hopes for this program, maybe expanding to other departments?
Well, you know, we do run a couple of other programs that highlight it within the academic programs.
Okay.
We have a community fitness night run through our physical education department that's run at Veterans Stadium for our elementary school kids.
Okay.
You know, we have over 250 students that will come out for that. So anytime we can get and highlight what we are doing in Quincy Public Schools is a positive, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a great way to do it too, right, through this exhibit. I'm curious, Mike, there's been talk, as you know, about developing a performing arts center in the city, if you will. How important would that be for the art department at the Quincy Public Schools?
It'd be great for the school system as well as the entire community.
Right.
The arts infuse so much life into the community. So any performing arts, any more art galleries, the more that we can get, the better.
Yep. I know the Art Association is not here, and we wanted them to be here to represent themselves, and we will get them in the future. But in your work with the Art Association, do they need help? Do they need volunteers? Do they need funding? What do they need?
I mean, always. Yeah. You know, you can always use more help. Yeah, you can always use more of anything. More support, more help. And they do a great job, but there's only so much that so many people can do. So the more hands helping out, the better.
Well, they're all volunteers.
Yep.
We should point that out. Larry mentioned they're only open on the weekends, and that's pending their volunteer availability, right? So if folks want to participate, it's a good way to reach out and find out if they're able to participate. Maybe some of the students as well might become active through this process, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Future projects for the art departments?
We have, I have a meeting today with somebody about one, but I'm not going to say too much about it. It's very ambitious.
Really?
But yes, yeah, we do.
All right. Well, when you can, let us know.
Absolutely.
Because we want to let folks know.
Yeah.
Meantime, this exhibit again stays up through October the 12th. Will be there another reception at the end of it, Mike? Do you know? Or?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think the one in December will be the next big one, right?
December?
December when we move the panels to Granite.
To Granite.
They'll do one more for the families and students.
Okay. So that's open to the public.
That will be that day.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Excellent.
One event to keep an eye out for is we will be doing the fundraiser for Boston Children's Hospital this year, where the photo students at North Quincy will have a one-night event where they sell work. And all the artwork and all the raffle ticket items that are sold, the proceeds from that all goes right to Children's Hospital.
Fantastic. Okay, has that been set yet? Is that scheduled?
Not yet.
Okay.
Sometime in December.
December?
Yep.
Okay. Be sure to let us know so we can let folks know.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else we should share with folks right now? Larry, Mike?
It's great, Joe. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure. Great to talk to you. And good luck with the exhibit. And congratulations to all the participants. It's good work on their part for sure. Folks should check it out. It's free, right?
Yes.
And it's celebrating Quincy 400, so it's just another one of the many events. I know we've had all the big concerts and laser light shows and hot air balloons and what have you, but I felt this needed to get talked about as well. So folks should really enjoy it and check it out. QuincyArtMA.org, by the way, is the Art Association's website. So we thank them for aligning you guys with us today, and we'll have them on at a future date as well.
Terrific.
Thank you.
You're welcome.